Let's just pray as we open God's word today. Father, we're grateful for your word. We're grateful that you speak. Give us the ears to hear, a mind to understand, and the hands and feet to put into practice. We trust you. Use this time. Well, this morning, I want you to imagine that you're a parent. And I want you to imagine that your teenage son comes to you one day and says, "Mom, Dad, you know when you die, one third of everything that you have is mine." Well, I want my one third now. I want the car, the master bedroom, the kitchen, and the garage. Imagine that you, as their parents, agree to this and sign over the ownership of your car, the master bedroom, the kitchen, and the car. And so you give your son a certificate of ownership for these things. Imagine then that over the next few days, random people start looking around your master bedroom, your kitchen, your garage, and your car. And one by one, these random people move in. Someone moves into your master bedroom. Someone takes possession of your kitchen. Someone takes all your junk out of your garage and moves their stuff in. And someone drives down the street with your car. And imagine your son coming up to you after all of this with his pockets and his backpack full of cash from the sale of your bedroom and kitchen and garage and car, and him saying at the end of all of that, "I'm leaving." How would you feel? Resentful?
愤怒吗?
Angry?
生气吗?
Upset?
伤心吗?
This morning we are going to look at a story about a father and his two sons. This story is famously known as the story of the prodigal son. But as we'll see, this story has more to say about the father and how he interacts with his kids than about his sons. This is a story about God, the Heavenly Father. And this morning we're going to see three truths that have the potential to shape the way we interact with God and the way we interact in all our other relationships. And the first truth is this, and it'll be up on the screen The father owns everything, yet freely gives part of his property to his children. That he gives them what is his. In verse 11 of our passage, verse 12, we read this. The son speaking, Father, give me my share of the estate. And so he divided his property between them. We see three things in this small phrase. One, it is the father's property. Two, the father is the only one who's able to give away his property. And three, the father freely divides it between his two boys.
这经过很短，但是我们可以看到三件事情：一呢，这是父亲的财产；二呢，这位父亲是唯一能够放弃财产的人；这是父亲的财产，所以父亲可以随心所欲的去做任何事情；第三呢，就是父亲将自己的财产自由的分配给这两个孩子。
It was the father's conscious choice to grant his son's request.
父亲是有意识的去选择同意儿子这样子的选择，要求。He
was not required to do it, nor would anyone in his culture or even our culture have expected the father to grant his son's request.
父亲不需要这样做，就是分这个财产。不管是在那个时代，还是我们现在的文化当中，没有哪一位父亲需要去回应这样子的要求。
The son is essentially saying to his dad, Dad, I wish you were dead. I want what is owed to me. And yet the father gives it to him anyway.
儿子本质上是在对他的父亲说，爸爸，我希望你死，我要拿走将来属于我的东西。父亲却是做到了。
It is clear that the son is wanting to sever his relationship with his father and do his own thing.
显然呢，儿子想要切断他跟父亲之间的关系，然后去做他自己想做的事情。
The key element here is that the father graciously and undeservingly grants his son's request.
在这里的关键是呢，这一位父亲如此慷慨的、无条件的去接纳了这个儿子这样子的要求。
Here the father is allowing his son to choose his own path.
在这里，父亲允许了他儿子。
Here is, as we understand it, the concept of free will. God gives every one of us a choice. He does not lock us up or tie us to strings to do his bid. Now God gives us free will to choose.
不会的，上帝给我们自由选择。Are
we going to choose to be in relationship with the Father and all of the privileges and expectations which come along with that? Or are we going to choose to use the gifts and the talents and the resources God has given us to do our own thing, to further our own agendas?
我们是否选择与天父建立关系？ 并接受由此而来的祝福跟使命，还是我们要选择用上帝已经赐给我们的天赋、才能、资源去做我们自己想要做的事情，去为了自己去谋划自己的。As
we read before, the younger son chooses to run away from the father.
所以我们刚刚读到了这个儿子选择了离开父亲。This
is the son's conscious choice.
这是儿子他有意识。
And so he goes to a distant country and spends all the money he has on wild living, on living for his own pleasure. He spends every single dollar he has nothing left, and to throw insult to injury, a famine hits. And he began to be in need.
他把钱都花光了，什么都没留下来，并且饥荒来了之后呢，他就穷。
Not he began to be in want, not he desired something, No, for the first time in his entire life, he began to be in need. He lacked what he needed to survive. So what happens? He goes and gets a job, and his job was to feed pigs. We see the desperate state that he's in verse 16. It says, he longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything.
所以我们可以从接下来的16节读到说，看见他是多么的需要，然后他经文是说他恨不得吃猪吃的豆荚，可是即使这样也没有人给他。
He couldn't even eat the pig food.
即使是猪食,
no one gave him what he needed.
没有人给他。
Contrast this life with his life with his father.
所以从现在的时候，我们可以在这里看见他在父亲那里的生活，跟他此时的生活形成非常鲜明的对比。With
his father, he always had what he needed. He was never in need. He never lacked what he needed to survive.
在父亲那里呢，他总是拥有他想要的，从不缺乏。他从来没有说要缺少生存所需的东西。And
yet here he was in a distant country with the pigs, longing to eat the pigs' food. Because he had no one way he needed to survive. No one was providing for his needs.
所以在这个异乡的时候，他喂猪，甚至想吃猪食，因为他要生存下来。但是即使这样，也没有人愿意提供给他。With
no money, no family, and suffering in a distant land, this son is in trouble.
所以没有钱，没有家人，然后在异乡受苦，所以这个男孩现在在麻烦当中。
He enters into poverty and has nowhere to turn.
他陷入了贫困,
this younger son is in a desperate place, literally a life and death scenario. If he doesn't get something to eat soon, he will die, and he realizes this. He comes to his senses.
所以呢,
whatever the benefits of his job feeding the pigs was, his father was a better master, and he had this inner dialogue with himself.
不管呢，他在这里喂猪的喊出是什么，但是他相信他的父亲一定是个更好的主人，这个是他心里很清楚。In
verse 17, he says something like this: "I am starving to death here, and I remember back in my father's house that even the day laborers had more than enough to eat." They had food left over. My father provided well even for his servants. And here I am with nothing, starving to death. My father provided for my every need, and I left him. Here I am, starving to death, in desperate need.
所以17节的时候又讲到说，他醒悟过来说，我父亲有那么多的故宫，又有丰富的食物，我却要在这里饿死。
The son knew that he was lost, without hope, and this realization is a gift. Let me say that again. This realization was a gift. Because an awareness of our desperate need is a prerequisite for coming home. If we don't need to come home, then we won't.
如果我们不需要回家,
and so the son makes another choice, an incredibly brave choice.
所以这个儿子做了另外一个选择，是一个非常勇敢的选择。
He chooses to go back to his father. But look at what he's planning to say.
他选择回到他父亲那里。那我们接下来看看他要打算怎么跟父亲说呢？In
verse 18 and 19, he writes this: "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your servants."
所以第18、19节这样说的说：“我要起来到我父亲那里去，去对他说。” 爸爸，我得罪了天，也得罪了你，不配再称为你的儿子，把我当做一个孤工吧。
I am not worthy of you, Dad. You don't owe me anything.
我不配做你的儿子，父亲，你什么都不欠我的。
The boy's willingness to assume the status of a servant instead of a son shows that he understands his own nothing and that he has himself made an outcast for himself.
这个儿子愿意把自己当成雇工而不是儿子，表明了他知道他现在是一无所有，而且呢，是由于他自己的选择，所以他才能被抛弃。
The son knows that he's forfeited all of the rights to sonship and inheritance, but he also recognizes that it's better for him to cast himself on his father's mercy than remain in a distant land dying of starvation.
儿子知道他已经丧失了作为儿子跟继承父亲遗产的所有权利，但他也意识到说回去投靠慈悲的父亲比在远方饿死要好。
And so with this speech fresh in his mind, he starts his journey back to his dad.
所以他准备好他要说的呢，他就往他父亲那里去了。
And this is where we get to the second truth.
所以接下来我们就看第二个真理。
The father is watching and hoping.For his son to return.
他儿子父亲在看着并盼望着他的儿子回头。
The father hasn't just moved on with his life; he's still on the lookout for his boy.
这位父亲没办法去好好的去生活，因为他一直在等着他的儿子回家。
While his son was still a long way off, we read his father saw him.
所以经文上写的，当他儿子还在远方的时候，这位父亲就。
What a beautiful line.
多么美的。
His father wasn't tending the sheep, and all of a sudden his son comes round the corner and says, Surprise!
这里的经文他不是说父亲在喂羊，然后呢他儿子突然就站在房角说啊惊喜，不是这样。
No, while his son was still a long way off.
不是，难道儿子在很远的地方。
A long way away.
很远的时候他爸爸就看
见。His father sees him.And how did he respond?
他是怎么回应呢？父亲是怎么回应这个儿子呢？
With judgment and condemnation?
带着论断跟定罪吗？
No. With anger?
带着怒气吗？
No.
也没有。
With resentment?
带着怨恨吗？
No.
没有。
It says in verse 20 that as soon as the father saw his son, he was filled with compassion.
二十节说，父亲看见儿子就动了慈心。
The father spots his youngest son while he's still a long way away and reacts immediately with compassion and acceptance.
父亲在儿子在远处的时候，他就看见了他，然后他心里满是怜悯跟接纳。
His immediate reaction is a warm and tender heart towards his boy.
他的第一反应对儿子是有一颗温暖而温柔的心。
Why is that his immediate reaction instead of judgment or condemnation or resentment or anger?
为什么他的第一反应不是论断啊、定罪啊、怨恨啊、愤怒啊？
He reacts immediately with compassion and acceptance because that's how he truly feels about his boy.
他的第一反应是怜悯接纳，是因为这就是他对他儿子最真实的感受。
I want you to hear this today.
我希望你们能够听见这个。
No matter what his son has seen or touched or said or done, the father deeply loves his boy.
我希望大家听见这个，是无论这个儿子他在远方见过什么。摸过什么，做过什么，或说过什么，他的父亲都爱他。
This outpouring of compassion comes from a heart overflowing with joy.
这样的怜悯是来自满心的喜悦。
His lost son is coming home.
他的迷失的儿子回家了。
The boy he loves is making his way home, and he couldn't be more excited because he so loves his boy.
他所爱的儿子回家了，没有比这个。
And we're given a picture of what happens in verse 20.
So we 接下来看二十节发生了什么。
The dad wastes no time.
爸爸没有浪费任何时间。
He doesn't care how far away his son still is. The father starts running because he knows his son has chosen to come home.
他就跑过去了，因为他知道他儿子选择回家了。The
father runs to his son, and when he reaches his boy, he doesn't smack him. He throws his arms around him.
当这个父亲跑到儿子身边的时候，他没有说来当头打一下，而是真的是全力抱他。
And kisses him.
亲他。
The father is so glad his son is returning.
父亲是如此的开心，他把儿子领回家。
And here we have a picture of God's compassionate grace and acceptance of the sinner who repents, the sinner who turns humbly to God.
在这里呢，我们看见上帝对悔改的罪人、谦卑回转向神的罪人，他的那个怜悯跟接纳。
That God's heart overflows with joy, and a party in heaven begins.
上帝的心充满了喜乐，众天使也欢呼。The
third truth is this: that the Father is full of grace as He restores His Son.
真理三呢，就是父亲满有恩典，恢复了他儿子的生命。While
the Father is still hugging and kissing His boy, the Son begins the speech He has prepared. Father, I sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
当父亲在拥抱跟亲吻这个儿子的时候，儿子就已经要开始他准备好了跟爸爸怎么说。他说：“父亲，我犯罪，犯了罪，我得了罪了天，也得罪了你，我不配成为你的儿子。”
The father stops him. He interrupts him, and he requests that his servants bring his son the best robe and put it on him.
父亲呢，就马上打断儿子，要求他的仆人把上好的袍子拿过来给他穿上。
So put the family ring on his finger and sandals on his feet.
把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上。This
undeserving, unworthy son is showered with grace from his father who loves him so dearly.
这个不配的、不值得的儿子，从父亲那里得到如此多的恩典。And
don't miss this. The father receives his son back with full privileges.
所以父亲用全部的祝福来接纳这个儿子。
The son goes from destitution to restoration.
这个儿子从之前的那种贫困潦倒的状态，恢复了他现在儿子的身份。
The father doesn't stop there.
但是父亲并没做到这儿就结束了。
The son who was earlier starving to death now gets a feast on the fat calf.
早期马上要饿死的儿子呢，现在呢要吃肥牛犊的宴席。
And this boy is to be the guest of honor at a party that doesn't leave him broke.
儿子呢，荣幸的参加可以让他吃的饱足，而不是破产的宴席。
Instead, he leaves full.
所以他是饱足的。
He now has everything he needs.
现在他拥有了他所需的一切。
God invites all the messed up, imperfect, broken, unclean people to new life and relationship with Him.
上帝邀请我们所有把生活搞砸了、不完美的、破碎的、不洁的人，与他建立关系，跟他进入一个新的生活。
The price.
代价。
A willingness to admit that you're lost and in need of God, and a willingness to be embraced by God and brought into a relationship with Him.
让你承认你迷失了，并且需要上帝，并且愿意被上帝拥抱，并与他建立关系。
There's an invitation for you here this morning.
所以今天早上有一个邀请。
Admit your need for God.
承认你对上帝的需要。
Admit that your life right now isn't giving you everything that you need.
承认您的生活并没有给你所需的一切。
And be willing to be vulnerable and be embraced by God and brought into relationship with Him.
愿意承认我们的软弱，并愿意让上帝拥抱，并与他建立关系。
He loves you so much.
他如此的爱。
And He proved it by sending His only Son to pay the debt of sin that you owe.
他借着他派，已经借着派他儿子唯一的独子耶稣为我们罪所死，来到这个世界上来证明这一点。There
is also a challenge here this morning.
那今天早上其实也有一个挑战。
For those who would say that you already have a relationship, are our hearts aligned with God's? Do we rejoice in the salvation of the unclean, messed up, imperfect people?
Or
do we just judge
them?
As the religious leaders of Jesus' day. Let us pray. Father, for anyone in this room today, who does not have a relationship with you, we pray that they might hear your invitation today. That it matters not what they've seen, or touched, or said, or done.
无论他们看见什么，听过什么，做过什么。
But you love them so much and you want a relationship with them.
但是你如此的爱他们，你希望与他们建立关系。
Help them admit their need.
帮助他们承认他们的需要。
And be willing to be embraced by their loving Father.
愿意去接纳你的拥抱，如此爱他的父。
And Father, for us who've been Christians for a long time,
父啊，对我们这些老基督徒来说，
help us evaluate our lives.
帮助我们重新去审视我们的生活。
Are we loving sinful people?
我们真的爱那些罪人吗？
That they might see our Father's love.
以至于这些罪人能看见神的爱。
And come to know Him as well.
愿意来到这里认识。
Do we rejoice when lost people are found?
我们真的为那些罪人的悔改开心吗？
Or do we judge
them? 或者是我们是心里论断的？
Father, we ask your forgiveness if we do judge.
父啊，如果我们真的是如此论断人，请求你的赦免。
Help us understand the grace that you've given us.
帮助我们明白你给我们的恩典是如此的大。
That we might extend that grace to our world.
以至于我们能把这样的恩典带给这个世界。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
Amen. We're going to share communion in a moment. But before we do that, the music team is going to come up and lead us in Amazing Grace. So I encourage you to stand and listen.